Chaimer, what was the Kal V'Chomer that we had suggested before in regards to that if there's Hadas Edim and Miktsas, so the halacha is that you bechayiv Yeshua just like Modim and Miktsas? My Kal V'Chomer, what's the Kal V'Chomer? When it comes to Modim and Miktsas, so you're not Mechayiv Mamo. But you're chayiv shvua. You're not chayiv on the other 50. Eidim shemechayiv enoisoi mamon, and eidim shemechayiv enoisoi shvua. Eidim that do have the ability to mechayiv you money, certainly they'd be mechayiv you shvua. Now, obviously, Rashi points out that there's something incongruous over here. Rashi says, "Pimshein mechayiv mamon behoda asa." That piv on your admission, you're not chayiv mamon. So that's very, very strange. What does Rashi mean? Because if you admit that you're chayiv 50, you are chayiv on your hoda. So kamei mefarsha. So we're going to work on that later on. As the Gemara about immediately comes up and asks, upiv ein chayiv mamon, v'adas baldin kamei edim dami. So we're not talking about the other 50, we're talking about the 50 itself. So if we're talking about the 50 itself, so in there we say, Odas Baldin Kameid, and then once you admit the 50, you're Chayiv. Says the Gemara, my Mamon Knas. What does Mamon mean, Knas? Says Rashi, that the Halacha is a mode of a Knas is Potter. Umapim she mechayiv a Knas, mechayiv a Shvua. Eidim she mechayiv also Knas, and Eidim she mechayiv also Shvua. So that's our Kal V'Chomer. That's going to be Rabbi Chia's, potentially Rabbi Chia's Kal V'Chomer. Asks the Gemara, Ma lepiv shekein mechayiv o karbon. When it comes to a person's hodah, so there a person has something that's stronger than Eidim.
Even though Eidim are mechayiv you knas.
And your admission does not mechayiv you knas. And this is what we're going to focus on today. And that is, your admission is mechayiv you a karbon. Tomer be Eidim, shei mechayiv and also karbon. But Eidim, fascinating, absolutely fascinating sugya, that in your admission you'd be chayiv yourself a karbon, but Eidim would not be mechayiv you a karbon. So therefore, the Kal V'Chomer falls away. Answers the Gemara, Holo Kasha, Rabbi Chia Kered Meir Sfirleis. This is a fascinating machlokis in Krisos, on Daf Yud Aleph, in the Mishnah or so, Yud Beis. It's a Gemara that gives us two svaras. So it's a machlokis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbana. The Amar Eidim Mechayim also Karbim Mikal V'Chomer. This is not. Amru Lo Shnayim Achalto Chelev Hu Amar Lo Achalti Rabbi Meir Mechayim V'Chachomim Poitrim. If two Eidim testify that you're Chayim Chelev and he says that I didn't eat, so Rabbi Meir says you're Chayim and the Chachomim say you're Potter. Now of course what's absolutely startling about the Chachomim, which is going to be the overarching topic of this sugya, what's startling about this? It's the obvious. Yes, Shema?
We ignore the Eidim.
It's amazing. We ignore the Eidim. One could argue it's the only place in Shas where a person, although I don't think it's the only place in Shas, but you could argue that's the only place in Shas where a person could say the Eidim where they testify about me is wrong. That really? That I'm going to be, that I'm potter from a korban, and we ignore the Eidim. Now we're going to have to, of course, one of the big things we're going to do is to work on the Shitas Chachamim. Exactly what is the rationale of the Chachamim. That's going to be our obsession for the next while. So, Amar Rabbi Meir, Im eviyu shnayim lidei misa chamura, lo yiviyu lidei korban hakal? Rabbi Meir says, I don't understand you, Chachamim. Because at the end of the day, if two could bring to Misa, so certainly Karbon, which is more lenient, Amrulo, so over here the Rabbanan give us a Svara. Im Yirtzalom, Maim Yirtzalom, are mezer a Yisi Yipater. No. Here it's different because the guy could has a Migu. He has a Migu that he could have said, mezer a Yisi. That since I could have said, yes, Adam, you saw me do this Avera, but you think I was Bishogeg, I'm telling you I was amazed. And amazed does not bring a carbon. Really, amazed in certain instances would be Chayim Misa. So, but I'm not Chayiv a carbon. The only time Chayiv on Chayiv Krisus a carbon is if I did it Bishogeg. The 36 cases of Krisus that the Mishnah delineates in Masechta's Krisus, and And if you do them b'shogeg, you're chayev a karban. So, but it mays it a yisi, I'd be potter. So that's going to be the back and forth to our merachim. So at this stage of the Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying that when it comes to shitas Rabbi Chiya, it's going to follow the shita of Rabbi Meir, and he's going to say that Edom are always stronger than Piv. But in a Hanami, if we follow the Chachamim, Piv at times is stronger. Rabbos, I scream out, when is Piv stronger than Edom?
Korban.
When it comes to Korban, let's take a look at Rashi and then analyze the other shitas Harishon. Says Rashi, Piv Shein Mechayv Amamo Behold the Aso. We'll come out in the fire show. We'll explain in a moment what that means. That ultimately we said it's Knas Mechayv Oshu Al Ashar. Edom Shemechayv Also Amamo B'Mashi Yido. Anything Shechayv Oshu Al Ashar. Hodos Baldim Kamei Edom Brisei B'Tosefta. That's interesting. Tzarachin. Why did Rashi all of a sudden tell us Rashi doesn't always say that? Why does Rashi over here say Brisei B'Tosefta V'Avitzia Perik Rishon? Piv Einu Mechayv Oknas. When it comes to Odos Piv, you're not going to be Chayv Oknas. The Alfinu Mikroi Demodu Oknas Potter Asher Yoshiun Elohim Prat L'Marshias Atzmo. Someone who is Marshia Elohim, coming to exclude someone who admits himself. Piv Mechayv Ekarben Dechsiv Vizvada Asher Chota Vehevi. The pasuk says that you're going to be Misvada. So this Mekor that Rashi gives Rabosai is already a beginning of our understanding of the Shita Rabbanan. Why is this pasuk not just only about giving us exeris hakasul about why a person has believed in his karban? Can anybody tell us anything deeper than that? You could say just simply it's exeris hakasul. But there might be something more that Rashi is alluding to over here as we begin to put the pieces in the puzzle of the fascinating shita that your hoda, your opinion in karban is greater than that of Aden. What do we see a little bit more from this pasuk? Yes, Daniel?
One of my work with my man Shuba.
Wow. Wow, you said it in the most mechudish way that Mefarshim say. Very good. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting just the simple, let's start me'akala lakavik. What you're saying is good. But I would have said, based on the Rashi, that it's based on hodah. That needs to be your personal hodah. And without your personal hodah, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that there isn't a chiyuv carbon. Even though Adam said your chayiv the karban without your personal oda, your ori, and stronger than that, maybe we would say even stronger than that is the idea that Daniel wants to suggest that it's connected to tshuva. In other words, that the tshuva has to come from the individual himself. Which is going to, our sugya today is going to be one of the most important sugyas of tshuva. It's amazing. This sugya is absolutely fascinating in regards to tshuva. That's the beauty of Torah. That mil above mitzvah daf gimel mebeis, you get one of the most inspiring things about tshuva. Okay, let's continue on. We haven't seen exactly how it's inspiring, but as time goes on, I think we will see. Edom ein mechayv noso karban im machdish noso, and Edom would not be mechayv you a karban if a person contradicts him. V'chsiv o hoda olav v'lo sho yodi uhu acherim. The gzeres hakasev is o hoda olav. He has to admit, and not others being modiahim of his avera. What's the price itself? Amr lo shnayim. He's potter because he could have said mezid a yisi. He potter min a carbon, and he's exempt from a carbon. Af so too kisha omer lo achalti potter demalo l'shaker. So just like he could say mezid a yisi, so too, he's believed the migu to say lo achalti. In other words, I'm believed to contradict the Edim, say lo achalti, migu diachol amar, mezid a yisi. Good, Eli? So far, so good. Beautiful. I just want to share with you, Rabosa, I don't want to go out of order, but I just want to share with you that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has an interesting kasha in Rashi. Now we're not going out of order because I'm just telling you his kasha in Rashi. I'm not so sure that I'm bothered by this kasha at all. But Rav Shmuel is bothered that if we take a look in Krisos, that Tosfos made reference to, that you all worked on and stated, by the way, when I came into the Beis Medrash, so all the Talmidim were haraving Matov Manoim. Beautiful. Ooh. They remind me, I must make an announcement about Raviol Shiva, okay? Please remind me. It's very important before we leave, okay? So when it comes to, you guys were harping on the Tosas, so Rabosai, in the Gemara in Krisus on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, you looked up the Gemara, you photocopied the Gemara, you looked up the Gemara. How many Talmidim looked up the Gemara? Very good. Good, beautiful. For those of you who didn't, you should have. So the Gemara increases your Beis Amud Aleph, gives us two possible reasons of why a person is going to be believed against Eidim. Who can tell me what those two reasons are? Yes, Yisrael? Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimei Eidim. I don't know. First glance, it seems to be contradicted by, I would say, about 300 Daptim in Shas. But the Gemara increases your Beis Amud Aleph says Adam Neman al Atzmo. It's not contradicted, but Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimei Eidim. A person is believed about himself more than a hundred Eidim. So that's one explanation of why the halacha is that he's going to be believed in this case. That's number one. What's explanation number two? Yes?
They can't read his mind?
No?
They don't know his gospel.
No? What does Gemara say? Migud yachalom ar mezer ayisi. As I remember the Gemara, those are the two explanations of the Gemara. I think that's the way Tosfos also presented it. Could be you're referring to a Gemara's cash over their name, but these are the two explanations of the Gemara itself. Two explanations of why a person's Neman al Atzmo Yosef Mei, why a person is believed. Two reasons. So Reb Shmuel Zatzal asks the following cash. Reb Shmuel asked that at the end of the day, L'chura Rashi seems to contradict himself. On the one hand, Rashi originally gave us the Gzeres HaKosov, and that Gzeres HaKosov seems to be Gzeres HaKosov of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimei Eidim. It's Gzeres HaKosov. Maybe it's Gzeres HaKosov with Daniel's beautiful explanation. Maybe not. But it's a beautiful explanation. And then we have the other reason, and that other reason is Amigu. So Reb Shmuel asks, Rashi seems to be contradicting himself, which Tam we're giving over here. I'm not sure I'm so bothered by Reb Shmuel's kasha, but Reb Shmuel's asked it. It's worth putting it out there. Well, definitely it's a good way, also a good segue in terms of setting up the Shitas HaRishonim in our sugya. Tov. Let's take a look at Tosas. Yes, Shimon?
Okay, are the Eidim telling that he's Chayev or not Chayev? Tell that he's not Chayev.
What's that?
The Eidim are telling that you're not Chayev, but he is Chayev.
Let's read. Amru lo shnaim achalta chelev. Vihu omer lo achalti. That's the words. The Mishnah.
So a person would rather get karis than they have to pay?
He claims, and then God knows whether he's chayev karis.
So that person would rather that?
I don't know what he would rather.
He was saying the Migul is based on the fact he could have said it was me.
He could have said, that's right. Because he could say that to exempt himself. You're arguing it's a Migul da Aza. I don't know if it's a Migul da Aza, because at the end of the day, if he's not chayev of the kareis, so you just lie to get out of the chi of carbon. Yes, Daniel.
Why are they even believed to testify on his similar to what Nate said, on his mindset during that time? In any case where they even testify, he should be.
Right. So the Gemara explains that there's enough circumstantial evidence that make it clear that they think he was a shogeg. Ein hachanami. That's exactly. It's true. The Eidim could. He might be Neman always the same Eidim that you see. It might depend on who you ask. But over here, that's not what he said. He says lo achalti. He contradicts the Eidim. It's not that he says Eidim that you see. He says lo achalti.
Can we go work as the reason that he would be believed against the Eidim?
Maybe. We have to. Let's learn Rishonim. Let's learn Rishonim. Says Tosis. Ma'al lepiv shekei mechayv karbon tarm beidim. Pirish shekei mechayv karbon. Afilu Eidim Machishin also. Va'omrim lav chelevu ela shuma. So here, Shimon's point is an important point. Tosa says that it goes in both directions. That the Machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Meir is also in the inverse. What happens if the Edom say, you ate fat, that's kosher, and he says, I ate chalef. So then also he'll bring a carbon. The Ein Edom Machishan also. Because if we're talking, says Tosas, in a case where the Edom don't contradict him, Heichi Kamer Tomer Be Edom. Edom nami mechayv oisek carbon imenu machishon. Vafilu eid echod imenu machishon mechayv o carbon. And even when it comes to an eid echod, if they don't contradict him, they're mechayv im a carbon. So the chidush over here must be, it's a davar pashut, that we're talking about where the Edom contradict him. Because eid echod would be mechayiv him a carbon. So it's no big chidush that the guy could be mechayiv himself a carbon, even an eid echad could be mechayiv him a carbon. Therefore, Tosa says, the chidush here is in every direction. If I say I'm chayiv a carbon, the eidim say I'm not chayiv a carbon. Nevertheless, halacha is that I am believed over the eidim. Says Tosus, "V'zos ha'sugya salveres kilishna da perik amrulo." And this shita is following. This sugya is following the opinion increases your base. The mefarish tamayu derabbanan delikamon. The only way we can understand this that he's going to be neman to say I ate trei and I'm chayiv a karban against the eidim who say no, you ate kosher. The that follows the Rabbanan, the Amru lo achalti, chevu amru lo achalti, the patur, mishum din adam neman atzal yosem emeya ish. That we're going, this sugya can only be explained that it's based on the idea that a person is believed about himself more than 100 people. Vilakach, piv mechayv karban, and for that reason his admission will be mechayv karban. Afilu eidim machishim also, even if the eidim contradict him. The Edom ain mechayiv and also carbon in machishon, and Edom would not be mechayiv and carbon if he would contradict them. It all rides on him. Adam neman al atzmo yoser mimea Edom meo ish. Says Tosas, dili idach lishna, because according to the other explanation. What was the other explanation? That he has a migu, dili'idach lishna, d'mefarish tamayad rabbanan, d'metaretz diburei, who explained that the reason why he's believed against the Edom is because he's allowed to explain his words. Va'amar, and he's able to say, d'lo achalti shogeg elamezit, when I said I ate, I'm believed against you, Edom. When I said I didn't eat, thank you. When I said I didn't eat, then I'm believed against you, Edom, because I could say what I meant was I didn't eat shogeg, but I ate bemezid. Ud mayri de kashama lo achalti, lo badaknu also hecha yedaito. Because the Edom, as Daniel pointed out, don't know exactly what he's thinking. Aval hakish Edom eino neman. But he's not believed to contradict the Edom, says Tosas brilliantly. There are two svaras over there in Krisus. Either the Nemonis of Amigu, or the Nemonis of Adam Nemon al-Atsma Yosir Mimea Edom. Which one is a stronger Nemonis? Says Tosas, Adam Nemon al-Atsma Yosir Mimea Ish is a lot stronger than Amigu. Because the Nemonis of the Migu is just that I'm believed to say that what you saw is not entirely correct. Migu the achalomer mezid a yisi. A migu that I could have said mezid a yisi. But there are times that the Edom is going to be stronger than him. Continues Tosas. Im kein chashivi Edom epiv, shekein chayvu carbon afilu machishon. Edom are mechayiv you a carbon when he contradicts. V'hu lo mechayiv atzma karbon im hayu machishon oso. But what happens if He says, I'm chayiv a karbon, and they say not. Like, tell us this is the opening case. What happens if he says, I a chaylev, and the Edom say no, it's shuma. Is he still going to be chayiv a karbon? Says Tosfos, according to the Man Damer, says Adam Nemal Atzmo Yoser Mimeya Edim. So then, in such a case, he'll be believed, as Tosfos said in the beginning. But according to the Tzad of Migu, so what was Migu going on? Migu's going on specifically this case. Amru Lo Shnayim Achalta Chelev Vu Amr Lo Achalti. Then the Rabbanan say you're believed. Migu the Yachol Amr Meizid Ayisi. But what about the inverse? If he says that he's chayiv a karbon, they hate him, contradict him. Over there, the svara migu the achalama amazed that he doesn't work. So you see, Rabbi Osai, what lomnus is not only in Rab Chaim and the Ktsais. The lomnus is in the Taisus itself. How Taisus picks apart the nafgamina between those two tzadim in the Gemara. So what Tosus has done is he's pointed out that within the Gemara increases our sugya, there are really two totally different ways of understanding the lomnus. That's what Gemara increases already spells out. And Tosus gives us the nafgamina. He gives us the chakira and the nafkamina, beautiful lomdus. What's the pshat in the Rabbanan that Edom aren't believed against the guy himself? Is the pshat in the case of the Mishnah? Notice the Mishnah only spoke about Amru lo shnayim achalti chevu amr lo achalti. How does that work? What's the nemonus in such a case? So that the reason he's believed, if it's based on the idea of migu, so then the guy is only nemon against the Edom when he has a migu. But I'll construct you a very important example where the guy doesn't have a migu, and that's in the inverse, says Tasis. What's the inverse? The inverse is a case where he says he's chayv a karbon, and the Edom say you're not chayv. So now the migu is not going to be relevant anymore. If so, according to the tzad that says that the guy's nemon in the migu in the Mishnah, like we have in the Gemara Beferish. Our Gemara says the migu. So then in such a case, if the Vard over there is the migu, so then we're going to say what? When it comes to our case, the inverse, in which he says he's chayav a karbon, and they even say you're not chayav a karbon, then in such a case he's not going to be believed. But if you hold Eldam Neman Atzma Yoyser Mimeyoish, then it goes in both directions. Gishmak! The Mineu Bey is Gishmak. Before we get to how the Achronim analyze, just to see how the beauty of how Tosus analyzes, what's the Omek Hadvarim? Now, of course, now we come back, Rav Shmuel's question becomes even then more interesting in Rashi. But Rashi seems to be emphasizing two different types of things. One's Xeris HaKasu, presumably it's Adam Neman Alatzmo, and then Rashi's emphasizing the Migu. Now we know the Nafkamina. If there's a big Nafkamina between the two. This is a good sugya to start after Modem Mitzvahs, huh? Gishmak is sugya. It's clear. Rabbi Meir, a Chachomim, a Rashi, it's a little confusing. A Taisis, that's very clear. That's about time to have a Taisis that's clear, huh? You notice we skipped the last Taisis? Okay, so that a Taisis that's clear, a clear Avana, the Taisis itself is very deep and very beautiful, but also clear. Taisis' words are clear. Clarification. See, look at that. Normally when I say clarification, then this sugya is beautifully clear. It's also a very deep sugya. Yes?
How do we understand?
Every sugya has its own dynamic. That's where, you know, that's the reality. Yeli Ezer Shlema.
How do we understand migu? Is migu that I could have claimed a better claim?
Yeah. No. You mean you... What do you mean by that? We have the migu right here. He could have said mezid ayisi, so believe me that I didn't eat.
So my question is that is really bringing a carbon better than not having kares?
He's not chayiv kares. God decides whether you're chayiv kares.
Like,
there's no negative out. There's no negative backlash. There's no negative backlash on that on that point.
He's chayiv kares.
He isn't direct. He's not direct.
He's not. But that's yes, Pinchas.
I mean, you said that Shas contradicts it a lot, but
like, it wouldn't just make more sense in a place that, like this the case that Tosfos brings down, he's mechayev in himself. So that would make more sense to say that Hodas Atzmo Yoter Me'edim, because he's making himself chayev. But in the other case, it would be that we're dealing with Migo in that case, and not because he's making...
You want to say it depends on the case?
Yeah, because...
That's very, very different. Pinchas wants to say it depends on what case it is. In one case, we'll say you're neman because of amigo. In another case, you're neman adam neman alatzmo. Presumably, the reason you're neman in one case, unless you want to say you're neman based on both. That's a different idea. But Tosfos says that there's a nafkamina whether you're neman on this or on that.
I guess it could also be both. I just feel like this is just my personal feeling, that if someone's making...
Wait, Feelings are important to see the Shalom. Mirz Hashem, we're learning to see the Shalom, Pinchas, Bli Neder, after you and I together, as well as the Shana Aleph guy, and anybody else who wants to join us. Nesilsi Sharm on Tuesdays in Mirz Hashem. But I learn Chassidus, and I believe in it very much. Regular. So, Emir Hashem after 10-minute Musar, Emir Hashem. Okay, whoever wants to join, Pinchas and I are invited. Yeah, but that's when we learn to see Shalom, then you'll feel.
So much. So thought, I guess.
Okay. Are you guessing or are you thinking?
my thought.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that when one is making himself chayav, that's more...
I thought that was a very important part. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not sure which one was more important, the chassidish one or the guessing one. Yeah, go ahead.
More of a reason. When one is making himself chayav, that's more of a reason to believe him than when one is making himself putter, because why wouldn't you want to make yourself putter? So in a case where you're trying to make yourself putter, then you would believe him with the amigo rather than with the putter. But when he's making himself chayav, you believe him by his own hodah, because he's making himself chayav.
I didn't follow logic. Why wouldn't it be that if a person thinks that he's potter, that you should believe to say he's potter?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't. It should be the ego over there. But in a case where one is making himself chayav, we could believe him more than...
Oh, in other words, the starting point is amigo, and then you have Xeris Akasa, but why doesn't Xeris Akasa work in both directions? I hear what you're saying. The question is, you need to give me a compelling reason why that should be so. You need to give me a compelling reason. Ravosai, let's learn a little bit more. I see a lot of questions, but we have to start late today because of the Lander's interview. So let's take a look at the Ramban. I'm sorry I'm not taking so many questions, but I want to learn a little bit. I want to cover a little bit of the ground. We always used to say that it's YU that's always the source of all biblical terror. That's what we used to say once upon a time. Okay, Dibur Maskel Malapiv. Let's go ahead. Malapiv. Ramban Dibur Maskel. Ramban. Malapiv. Malapin if she came mechayvo korban. Asks the Ramban, v'tamahani v'alo af eidim mechayim noisei korban b'she'enu machishan u'piv b'she'en eidim machishan hu shemechayvo avu b'machishan noisei loy mashma. So what do you think the Ramban's asking? I think the Ramban's starting point is a starting point that we could... The Ramban has a totally different starting point. He starts from a different place entirely that Tosfos ended up. And I think the Ramban's starting point, if I had asked you based on your Yedias and Shas, you would have started with the Ramban's starting point as well. That's the introduction. What's the Ramban asking, Daniel?
Maybe he's asking...
No, not maybe. Yes. I think it's good.
I think the Ramban's asking if Adam comes...
I told you that my wife said that Descartes said, I think therefore I am, and a woman says, I feel therefore I am. That's a very, very important yisod in Shalom Bayis. Hargoshes are very, very important. But to realize that in Venus, that the starting point is really the feeling, the point of feeling. It comes to Talmud, so then the starting point is Sfar. Yeah, go ahead.
And both of them are holy. There's nothing more that's one holy is holier than the other.
Both of them are holy, but one needs to realize that in different places you use different things. When you learn Sivu Shalom, you learn use one thing. When you talk to your wife, you use something else. When you learn Ramban, you use something else.
Yeah. He's asking that if Adam came and testified that this guy was Shiro Korban, he didn't argue with them, so he should be Mechayev Korban.
Right, but...
And the other way also, if the guy said he was Mechayev Korban and they didn't say anything, so he would also be
Mechayev Korban. But, Avol, the Machishanos, so he said everything except Avol Machishanos. Avol Machishanos, so lo mashma. What does that mean? You have a different gear, sir?
Oh, this is a Gimel.
I have Rev Rosenberg, who's excellent. So this edition from Masada Rav Kook is excellent. So let's go with that. A Mechishano Solo Mashma.
Okay, what does that mean?
The right in Mashma, if you like, in your Ramban. Avo Mechishano Solo Mashma. What does that mean? Let's break our heads. We'll break our heads together. What's he saying? Yes, Moshe?
Even the pay would make you chayv.
Who would be able... Whose word would we would listen to?
You listen to the Eden.
Exactly. So Avol b'machishin oso lo mashma asks the Ramban on the first stage of the Gemara, right on the Gemara, the first line, the first stage of the Gemara. Ma lepiv shekein mechayiv oy korban. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban asks, "What do you mean, ma lepiv shekein mechayiv oy korban? Piv's not so strong. Of course, it's a davar pashut. If Adam came along and said you're wrong, then we would listen to the Adam. We wouldn't listen to the piv. That's the Ramban's kasha." Good? That's Ramban's kasha.
Against the Gemara?
Yes. Where's against the Gemara? Just a second. Says the Ramban, Ma lepiv shekein mechayiv oy korban. Sounds like Piv wins. Tema! In what way is Piv stronger than Adam? Valo af Adam mechayiv oy korban shein machishan. If the Adam testify against him and he doesn't contradict the Adam, we believe the Adam. Upiv, and when do we believe him? Why does Rabban say we believe him? Because that's a pasuk. Oh, hold on, that the Gemara says in Krisus that he's believed to say he's chayv karbon. Upiv, but when it comes to piv, b'she'ein edim achishin also hu shemechayva. When do we believe his mouth?
When we don't have contradiction.
When there's no contradictory edim. Avol b'machishin also. But when the edim contradict him, lo mashma. It's not mashma from anywhere. We didn't hear anywhere in Shas that he'd be believed against the edim. So what's the Ramban's question? Pshat. The Ramban's question is, what do you mean, Malit Piv, that Piv is stronger than Adam when it comes to carbon? No, they're equal. Adam are believed when he doesn't contradict them. He's believed when Adam don't contradict him. But what are the words of the Gemara, Malit Piv, Shekei Mechayim with carbon? That's Ramban's kasha. Good? Josh, good? You're a diplomat. Yeah. So this is Ramban's tema. Yeah, Yisrael.
Why the evil the Edom should be stronger? The Edom even the Edom when they contradict him, make him fire.
No, the answer being that the Ramban is assuming that either way, if the guy would be machish, then the Edom would not be able to be mechayev.
He doesn't say that though.
That's what he's assuming. He says, "Valo af Edom mechayev nosakarim b'she'eino machishan." When he is not machish them.
But if he wants to be,
so in such a mashma that he wouldn't be chayev karbon.
That's what, that doesn't show even stronger.
That shows none of them is stronger.
Exactly, equal.
That's his kasha.
Oh,
that's Piv. Exactly. Oh. He's saying Piv is equal to Edom.
And so if I'm machish Edom, then. If they say I'm chayiv and I say I'm
pater,
then I'm
pater.
They say that.
And if I say I'm chayiv and they say I'm pater, I'm going to be pater as well. So what does it mean? The Ramban's question is, what does it mean? Malat piv shekein mechayiv oy korban. Piv is stronger than Aiden. No, that's not true. They're equal. V'shema mikan. So now here what the Ramban is saying is something absolutely fascinating. To understand Krisus Yud Beis, it depends on what Rabbi Chia was mechadesh in Molda B'miktsas. This is why you gotta learn Shas. It's not scary. Not scary. The only way we could understand what exactly the Shitas Rabbanan is if we know Bam Mitzia of Gimel Amid Beis. Because in Krisus, it wouldn't be enough. V'shema mikan nilmot. Maybe from here we'll learn Davar Zeh, this following amazing Chiddush. Okay, so go to the Shita Mikubetzes. Shema mikan nilmot Davar Zeh. Maybe from here we'll learn the following Chiddush. Shepiv Mechaivoy Afilu Bimachishin Isai. That his mouth, his own admission, would work in a case of where he even contradicts them. Lirabbanan, according to the Rabbanan. Ula Rabbi Meir, Eidim Veloipiv. But according to Rabbi Meir, Eidim would work. And not his admission. V'shema? After Rabbi Meir, Piv Eidim Shavim. And maybe according to Rabbi Meir, even if the Piv and the Eidim are the same. Shneim Mechayvin also, Shneim Ein Potrin also. And then he adds a suffix within Rabbi Meir. But we're going to leave Rabbi Meir for now. We're going to focus within the Rabbanan. So Rabosai, what was the Ramban's question? Piv is no stronger than Edim. You see the Ramban starting out from Krisus that there's absolutely no Makor for everything we've been discussing up until now. The Ramban would have walked in. The Ramban and the Havamina, who walked these streets, right? The Ramban would have walked into us. And he would have heard us discussing what we said from Tosas. He would have said, wow, that sounds wild to me. Because Ramban would have said in the Tema, Timahani, that there's no Makar that says that Piv would be believed for sure. Piv, that he says that he's Chayv a Karban, and Edom say that he's not Chayv a Karban. For sure he wouldn't bring a Karban. To the point that Ramban says, I don't even know what it means. Ma'al Piv, Shekem a Chayv a Karban, that's stronger than Edom. Why is it? Piv stronger than Edom. So you tell me how the Rabban answer. V'shema mikan nilmot. What does he pull out from here? Mikan nilmot. From here we'll learn. What's Rabban saying? V'shema mikan nilmot. What's his teretz?
This is the makar.
That this is the makar for what? But I want to be as precise as possible. What's our Gemara the makar for? As precise as possible. Yes, Naftali?
When they do contradict.
Who says what?
I mean, that we, before, his first basis is that they're equal. Like, where I was coming to say, but when they contradict, the Piv wins out.
What do the Piv say? What did the guy say? In the Ramban, what did the guy say? Want to be as precise as possible? Because if we're not precise, we're going to get lost. Yes, Moshe?
The guy says, Lo achalti, according to the Chachamim, you will win out.
I don't think so. V'shema mikan, let's do it together. Look inside. V'shema mikan nilmo dovezeh shepiv mechaivoy afilu b'machishen oisai. So what does that mean?
It says that was chai.
Right. So not that lo achalti, but achalti.
How we learned that raya from here, where he's...
Good question. But this first the Ramban's words, before Moshe and Chaim talk, first the Ramban has to talk. So Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that we're talking about a case in which Piv is mechayivoy, that I say I'm chayiv a karban. And they end up saying, what are you talking about? It was Shuman. What does Ramban say? That's the chiddush of our sugya, that we see Piv is stronger. That if I say chaylev, and they even say shuman, I'm believed. That's his first teretz. Now, where did we see that? As one of the talmidim just screamed out, that's very similar to Tosos. Then he says, "Va'od yesh lefarish." You're going to tell me what the difference between the shema and the od is. Va'od yesh lefarish. The hachi karmi. This is what it means. Matzinu she'ein edim yecholin lechayvay karbon. Kegain be'emer lo yachalti upiv mechayvoy ba'oidah. Adin l'shtika. And he says, I could also explain that we find a case that Aden will not be able to be mechayim and mekarbon when he says lo achalti, and Piv is mechayiv when he's mode, as well as when he's silent. Now that's a very, very cryptic line. What does it mean, v'u'adin l'shtika? So that already is super iyun. Now we're just doing basic iyun. Let's leave aside these three words, v'u'adin l'shtika. Elokivan de piv adif hachamei edim kamriyun achi. So he gives, also, I'll give you a case again, that Piv is going to be stronger than Edim. Rabosai, this is the difference between just reading the Ramban and getting a basic taste of what the Ramban is saying versus really understanding the Ramban's words. Who could tell me how this Od Yesh Lefarish is different than the Veshema? What did Ramban just do? Ramban gave us a beautiful pshat. He said, like Tosfos. And then he says, Od Yesh Lefarish. And if you're not reading carefully, the Ramban seems to be saying the same thing as the Veshema. That we believe Piv over Edim. So that's the same thing he said before. Veshema. This is all we're going to be zochet to do today is read Gemara well, Rashi well, Tosfos well, and Ramban well. To analyze that we're going to start Bezer Hashem doing tomorrow. Okay? And in Chazara, that's, anybody has any sveikas of what to do for a Chazara, that's the Chazara. Gemara well, the Rashi well, the Tosfos well, and the Ramban well. And you have to make time for it. If you don't do it now, this is the first day of the sugya. If you don't do it now, then you're doomed for the next 2 days. Stay there. It's like a ticking time bomb. It's a ticking time bomb. That means that you have between now and tomorrow morning to do a good chazar on this. Because for tomorrow, I want to turbo this. Okay, turbo this, the Tosfos and the Ramban, but. You have to do Gemara well first to know what the Gemara said, right? Okay. Yes, thank you. What's the difference between, remind me again in 2 minutes, what's the difference between Shema and the Od? Thank you. What's the difference between Shema and the Od? Yes, Shema, okay, go ahead.
In which case he's going to be, whether the Edom are making him hybrid.
Very good, excellent. Says the Ramban in the Ode is talking about a different case. He says, Od Yesh Lefaresh, that the Edom will not be able to be Mechayiv Mekarbon if he says Lo Achalti. So here we see that Piv is stronger, that it could contradict Edom, it could upset Edom, and you don't need, adds the Ramban, and you don't need Edom to be Chayiv yourself a Karbon. A person could be mechayiv himself a karbon, and he has the power to contradict Edom. Now the truth is, in pshat, the Ramban is not, this Shema is a little bit hard to understand. I'm not going to get to that today. Okay? But in second Teretz, Ramban says, no! Piv is stronger than Edom. They're not equal. Because Piv could contradict Edom. Because Piv could be Mechayev on itself. If I'm even Yavin, this might have to do with Hu Adin L'Shtika. So Piv is stronger. And that's how it works over here. Piv is stronger. Now Rabosai, what is the Nafkamina between Veshema first, Va'od Yesh Lefaresh? The world is going to shake on this. What's the nafkamina between Veshema Va'od Yesh Lefaresh? What's the nafkamina over here? Yes, Yonatan? In a case of where Piv contradicts Edom, what case? Let's see, this is, you might hit the jackpot. Beautiful. What's the case? Go ahead. No rush. Go ahead. Let's do it slowly. Think it through out of self. I want you to get it. Forget about the fact that we have to make an announcement. You know what? I'll make the announcement while you're thinking. I want you to crunch. You can close your ears. I want you to crunch to yourself, what precisely is a nafkamina between the Veshema and the Va'od? It's going to be a nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Rabosai Rav Yoel Shlita for the Shiva. I was there yesterday, and there weren't a lot of people for the Mincha, so we definitely need some Talmidim to walk over. It's not. I walked yesterday. It's less than 20 minutes. If you need directions, I can tell you. You organize? Okay, so you should know the numbers go as follows. There need to be approximately 6-7 people tonight for Mincha Ma'ariv. So you get an excuse to eat lunch early today. But we need 6-7 guys from Mincha Ma'ariv and Shachris 4 or 5 guys. Even if Daniel did, I'm a brisker. If it's a chiyuv on me, then I have to do it. Even if Daniel already did it. Okay. Beseder? Okay, we have it. And now that I did it, Daniel, you had it taken care of? Beautiful. Okay. So remember, 6-7 today, 4:25 is Mincha, 5 o'clock is Ma'ariv. Yonatan, go ahead, shoot. What's an afkamina?
I want to find myself against the Edom
right. Yeah, what would the case be? Spell out the case. You're right. Spell out the case.
Edom, make the person say that they're Pater.
They say he's Pater.
He says that
beautiful, Chaylev. That's right. Beautiful, Dan. Beautiful, Yonta. Ah, I just realized we Yotzi Yaradeya. We spoke about Chaylev now. Okay, so it goes like this. It goes like this. The nafkamina between the two deis is that in the Veshema, he's saying like Tosfos, that the guy is going to be believed when he says he's Chayev for eating Chaylev. According to the second day, the Va'odye Shlefarish is not going as far as Tosfos, and nevertheless, he's able to explain Malav. Piv, because malapiv, that piv is enough to be mechayiv yourself. That's going to show that's stronger than Edom. Va'mevin yavin, I leave over the tzarech iyun. How is it that piv is going to be stronger than Edom according to the second day of? There's something in the Veshema that we didn't explain. That if you sit down, your amel in the vod, I'm sorry, the od yesh lefarish. Sit down, your amel, the od yesh lefarish. Something's not going to add up. The nafkamina will be Tosis's case if he says achalti chaylev ve'edim arim shelo yachal. According to all the yeshafar, she'll be chayev. According to Shema, he'll be chayev, and according to all the yeshafar, she would not.